Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. We can all get caught on the hop at times. I once read the 9 o'clock news at 8:30. Now, it wouldn't have mattered so much, except it was yesterday's 9 o'clock news anyway. Mind you, even a member of parliament can get caught out at question time now and then, and that calls for a bit of rapid thinking. Rapid thinking about who he can pass the can to this time.
Order! Order!
Resign, I say.
Send the gun, Bill.
Order!
No, with tennis in the slot.
As I said, we are doing everything within our power to do everything within our power.
Order!
What?
What is the honorable member of ministry doing about Bataniland,
eh?
Heard it, Gilroy. I hadn't finished. What is the honorable member doing about Bataniland, eh? Ever since they had home rule and left the Commonwealth, the Bataniland government has veered. Yes, definitely veered away from the mother country.
Have they really? Well, they're a funny lot, you know.
Answer!
You're confusing the issue. Answer!
Bataniland, eh? Well, naturally, I'd like notice of that question, and it would not be in the interests of security for me to divulge.
Answer! Send the gun, Bill!
Resign!
Yes, all right. Give me a minute. Say, Claude, old man, wake up, will you? Wake up.
Eh? What? Oh. Furthermore, it would not be in the interests of security for me to divulge.
No, I've said that, old man. Bataniland, old man. Bataniland? Yes. Where the blazes is it?
Oh, it's that island thing, just to the east of...
Oh, that lot, yes. Well, we better bring an ambassador out there. That ought to keep old loud chops over there quiet for a bit. Now, here goes. Curiously enough, the whole Bataniland situation has recently been under review, and I understand the British ambassador is now being appointed. And it is hoped that the ambassador, Sir Frederick Pletley, will soon further the cordial relations and the valued friendship of their great country and ourselves. Apart from the strategic position of the island, there are many historical bonds which tie our two great nations together. For one thing...
Just you stop with Kenny's turnstile.
Oh, goodness.
Order!
Yeah, you know Gladys has got a one-track mind. I can further inform the honorable member that this very evening Sir Frederick and his wife are sailing to take up the appointment. And I am sure, the honorable member will join the rest of the House in wishing them every possible success. Claude, get on to Admiralty and get that little trip laid on. Otherwise, old Big Mouth over there will be up on his tootsies again with another crafty one tomorrow. I am sure you will all realize that it will not be in the interest of security for me to divulge any further details.
Yes, sir!
Don't with Kenny's in the spot! Hit the gun, Bill!
Well, if you ask me, I reckon making us act as a water bus to Bataniland for Sir Frederick and Lady Thingamy is a jolly poor do.
Yeah, so do I, sir. I've got myself a smashing date for tomorrow night, I had.
What, the blonde cook out of Charlie's Calf, I presume?
Certainly not, sir, no. This particular milady acquaintance of mine is not the sort to soil her lily weights over hot stew, sir. She's a beautifully brought up bint.
Sounds enchanting. Where did you meet her?
She's the waitress at Charlie's Fish Calf.
Ah, well, that's progress for you.
4 weeks I've been trying to get her to come out for a bit of cuddle in the cul-de-sac, and now we've got this trip.
Well, it's Captain Purvey's idea, Chief. He's just coming up the gangway, so why don't you complain to him?
Oh, I will, sir. I'll give him a piece of it. No, I don't think I'll bother, sir. Thanks all the same.
Lummy, I suppose that's Sir Frederick and Lady Watsit with him.
Yeah, hmm? Must be. I don't think I've ever seen an ambassador in a brown flat hat and a bright blue suit before. Stand by to receive visitors, gentlemen. At the end, chop!
There you are, number one. This is Sir Frederick and Lady Batley, the new ambassador to Bataniland.
Now, stand easy, gentlemen. Stand easy, like. I don't want none of this ceremonial nonsense for me and the wife while we're on your little boat.
Oh, thank you, sir.
He won't have it, Sir Blackley, won't you? No, he won't have it. He's done well, I grant you, but you'd never know how much money is made from the way he treats lesser folk. I mean, at home he talks to Mayor O'Dusman as if they were the same man. Well, I mean, this year it is the same man, but you know what I mean, don't you, Lord?
Yeah, I think I get the idea.
No, I haven't forgotten my humble beginnings, you know. We may have got plenty of blast now, and I may be an ambassador. It's a great honour, that's a great honour.
Oh, but richly deserves, Sir Flatley, richly deserves.
Well, if you say so, look. But I never forget I owe it all to Flatley's Bakelite Buttons. You've heard the name, of course.
To tell the truth, I can't say I have.
But you must have, young man. The name Flatley is stamped on everyone.
Possibly, sir, but you know how it is. One's so busy that one rarely gets time to weed buttons.
Yes, well, perhaps you could arrange for Sir Frederick and Lady Flatley.
Oh, now, Bovey, no ceremony. Just call me Sir Fred.
Yes, oh, most kind. Perhaps, number one, you'd show Sir and Lady Fred to their quarters, and we can get on the way.
Yes, certainly, sir. Chief. Chief.
Pertwee. Sorry, sir. I was trying to read the name on the buttons on my tunic. Some nick has sewn them all upside down.
Oh, you won't find Flatley on them, lad.
No.
Great shame we never got the Admiralty contract, but they're an old-fashioned lot up there. They didn't like the idea of having Flatley written on the front.
Would have made him a nice packet, too. I mean, it wouldn't get so flatly. I mean, yes, it would have made him a nice packet, too.
Well, sir, that's got no to do with it, Alice. In quoting, I acted on purely patriotic motives, of course. Now, lads, word of me and Lady F. Kipp.
This way, sir. You'll be in the captain's cabins.
Oh, will we? Well, it'll have to do, I suppose. You'll have somewhere handy for me staff to bunk down, I hope.
Your staff? But nobody said anything about you bringing any staff with you.
Well, naturally. Lady F never goes anywhere without her personal maid. That's her at bottom of gangway.
Akit, up here.
Yes, Sir Frederick?
Wait. Right, which of you is going to show Akit where she's to bunk down?
Well, that is if nobody else wants. I mean, cool.
Very kind of you to offer, Mr. Phillips, but I think we'll let Abel Seaman Goldstein show Miss Hackett to her quarters.
Oh, pity.
It won't take me a minute to pop down to the captain's cabin with Sir F and Lady F, said Army. I'll be only too pleased.
No, Chief.
No?
No.
Oh. Odd luck, Chauncey.
Right. You heard that, Hackett. You're to wait here, and as soon as he turns up, follow the sailor.
Yeah.
And there'll be none of that, Hackett. Right, lead on, lad.
All right, this way, you flatly ships.
Well, Captain Povey, Sir Frederick certainly seems to be a self-made man.
He is, number one. I'd say there's a glaring example of what happens when you do it yourself.
Oh, sir, please. Honestly, that was as bad as some of the jokes we get.
Mr. Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Sir?
Come out of the rain and laugh.
What? Oh, I see what you mean, yes. Oh, yes. It's so jolly funny.
Yes, very funny. Yes, all right. Well, it wasn't as funny as that. Now, come on, number one. Time to get underway for Pataniland.
What? Yes, sir. We were just waiting for you to go ashore, and then we'll be off, sir.
Go ashore? I'm coming with you. Didn't I tell you?
No. That was a little treat you must have forgotten to mention, sir.
Oh, yes. On a task as important as this, I naturally decided I should be aboard to see that everything goes smoothly. And heaven help you if it doesn't.
Lummy, that's torn it.
What has Mr. Phillips?
The sleeping arrangements, sir. It's Sir and Lady Fred are in the captain's cabin, and Ackett is in number one's cabin, and you'll be in my cabin. And the captain will be in Lieutenant Bates's cabin.
Correct.
Well, sir, that means that number one will be sharing the wardroom annex with Mr. Bates. So where does Leslie get his little bonce down?
I have no idea. There's always the engine room, of course. Perhaps the steady rhythm will lull you to sleep.
I doubt it, sir. You haven't heard our engines.
Coming up to Pataniland's fine and magnificent jetty now, sir.
Right, Chief.
And for heaven's sake, be careful, Mr. Phillips. Remember, this is a ceremonial occasion.
Oh, don't you worry, sir. You leave it to me.
With reluctance, we shall have to.
Easy now, easy.
Easy it is, sir.
Nicely. Right, a little bit more.
Yes, a little bit more, sir.
A little bit more.
A little bit more, sir.
A little bit, less.
I might have known he'd bash the
living daylight out of it.
Well, try to look at it this way, sir. At least they know we're here.
Oh, the ones that were on it at the time, and are now wading ashore to anyway. Oh, oh, they didn't half bob up and down. Keep going, lads. Last one ashore's a custard.
Phillips' navigation on this fool shouting his head off could well start an international situation.
I think it's all right, sir. They're rolling out the red carpet to the foot of the gangway.
Thank heavens for that.
Oh, what a shame. It's short.
Yeah. If there's a relative of yours out here, he's probably cut a yard or two off the end and flogged it as a terribly wide stair carpet.
I'm not guilty, sir. There are no pertwees out here, sir. Mind you, the rest of it looks pretty good stuff, don't it? Do you know I reckon I could get at least 30 bob a yard?
Bertie, if you lay one finger on that...
Oh, for heaven's sake, be quiet, all of you. Here, Sir Frederick.
Sorry, pardon. Money, so it is. I don't think a bowler goes with that bright blue suit.
Confidentially, I don't think anything would.
Lovely trip, gentlemen, lovely trip. What do you call these little boats of yours?
It's a frigate, Sir Frederick.
Hear that, love?
Yes, love. It's a lovely name.
Ah, well, remember it then, love. We might get ourselves one of these and have it converted for Sunday afternoon trips while we're here.
Oh, that'd be lovely, love.
Ah, well, consider it done. All set for me official reception, then?
Yes, well, I think so, sir.
I imagine that's the mayor at the foot of the gangplank, sir.
Where?
The one with the lovely bunch of flowers.
Oh, is it? Well, if you give them to me, you'll get a fourpenny one straight away. Ambassador or no ambassador. Hug it!
Yes, Sir Frederick?
Wave your Union Jack, girl. I'm going ashore.
Very good, Sir Frederick.
Oh, and you better cheer as well. Hip, hip, hip.
Hooray!
Good girl. Come on, Alice.
Coming, love.
Fall into the rear, gentlemen.
Aye, aye, sir.
And this time, Mr. Phillips, try not to fall flat on your face going down the gangway.
All right, packy-tacky, don't overdo it.
Fine and truly magnificent greetings from Patarniland's tatty old mayor.
And incredible salutations from Patarniland's Boris Mayor and clerk of practically no works at all also.
Added together, we both, the two of us side by side and as one man, send you a completely unanimous and heartfelt...
Bung ho!
Bung ho!
And one more?
And why not indeed? Bung ho!
Smack it!
Hooray!
Oh, and bungho smack it likewise, I'm sure.
Now, look here, what's the X going on? I ought to be at my desk ambassadoring by now.
Sir Frederick's a very busy man, you know. We'd never have got where he are. I mean, we'd never have got where he am if he hadn't put his back into Flatley's Bakelite button.
Beg pardon, Bob.
Yes, Hackett, what is it?
Could I stop waving my Union Jack, like? Because my arm's going numb, Mum.
Oh, is it, love? Well, you better give a couple of quick hoorays and change hands, smiling the while, of course, and think of yourself as a flatly button crusader.
I say, sir, those chaps are not supposed to do that, are they?
What chaps? Where?
Stun me, sir. All the locals are nipping round behind us and climbing aboard Trout Bridge.
What? Here I say, come up and leave that ship alone. She's Admiralty property. Back, I say.
Wait a bit, lads, wait a bit. I haven't had me say yet. Here, your worship, or whatever you are. Can't you stop him?
Oh, yes, but unfortunately there's no time to lose. As I was about to explain before we had a fine old chat with your milady manservant, Miss Union Jacket, we sail now, please, now.
All aboard, that's going aboard.
No, just a minute. We sail now, please. But where?
Exactly, sir. We've only just got here. After all, there are just so many hours that a chap can left hand down a bit, right hand up a bit, steady of that over a bit sideways, up to the top and back in, slow head both and whoa, you know.
Aye, and how can Sir Flatley ambass over people if they're all out on yon boat having a joyride?
Oh, no joyride, no. This is a trip of great urgency.
Ah, arrival of his ambassadorship unhappily coincided with the year that Patarniland's volcano, Mount Pot, does its truly splendid nut.
What? Do you mean the volcano's going to be wrapped?
Oh, nothing could be more certain. Once every 25 years, Mount Pot has a right old go, and this is the year.
We sail now, please.
Yes.
Well, I suppose we do. The only thing is, where to?
Well, there's the Grumble Island, sir. They're pretty near. We could take everybody there until the danger's over.
Oh, that would be highly considerate. Perhaps Sir Fred could ambass over them as well for a bit.
Oh, very well. Let's get aboard. We'll sail to the Grumble Islands, as you suggest, and reconsider what's best to do once we've evacuated everyone from here.
All right, if you say so. Huck it!
Yes, Sir Fred.
For pity's sake, stop waving that ruddy flag and get back on the boat.
Well, I never knew there
There were so many Patani Islanders. We've done this trip over to the Grumble Islands 3 times already and had a full load every time.
Yes, I reckon that some of the people from the other islands round here have been rowing over to Patani Land just to have a ride on the frigate.
Well, this should be the last trip, sir. We've only got to pick up the Patani Land Borough Surveyor and the clerk of practically no works at all also.
Yeah, just as well. If they're right and Mount Pot blows up at the same time every 25 years, we'll only just make it.
Well, if we do, it's not Lieutenant Bates' fault, with due respect, of course.
Yes, we had to wait ages for you last time we were at Grumble Island, Mr. Bates. What on earth are you doing?
Oh, I do apologize, chaps, but I was rather involved in an experiment.
Well, trust old Bates here. A volcano about to go off. We're stuck with evacuating everybody to an island where there's a thunderstorm going full blast, and he gets rather involved in an experiment.
Ah, but that was it, you see.
What was?
Well, the thunderstorm, of course. I had a chat with some of the Grumble Islanders, and they told me that there's a storm over the island every day of the year.
No wonder they called the island that. With all that flashing and banging going on all the time, they've got something to grumble about.
Exactly. So I thought it'd be rather a good idea to see if I couldn't put that lightning to good use for them. I was trying to trap the electricity from the lightning.
What for?
Well, that's obvious. If Bates trapped the lightning for them, it would mean they could let it out and have a boom, 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 boom noise in time they liked.
You were saying, Mr. Bates?
Was I? Oh, yes. Well, I thought if I could harness the power, they'd be able to have electric irons and pop-up toasters in their little mud huts.
Well, if it works, you'll have to have a heat-controlled iron marked grass so they can iron their skirts. The ordinary irons would be too hot, so they might scorch the, core. Second thoughts, don't bother.
Oh, it's too early to think about that yet, I'm afraid. I was only halfway through my experiment when you called me back. I'd set up a radar cone in a palm tree and ran cable from it to the beach, you see, and just as I was waiting for the next flash, it happened.
Well, we called you.
No. The monkeys up the palm tree pelted me with coconuts. So I scarpered.
Oh, here you are. By George, what a pity. You missed it.
Lummy, the captain.
Missed what, Lieutenant Commander Staunton?
I've got a bite, old fruit.
Ah, what a shame, sir. Here, I'll nip down and get you a bottle of liniminiminiment to rub on your effect.
Oh, no, not that sort of bite. I've caught a fish, you fool.
No.
Never.
It's true, I've caught one. Incredible thing. It's a tropical fella, too. It's a giant grouper, you know. Yes, can't think what he was doing in Portsmouth, but Staunton got him all right. Yes. Either that or he died of pneumonia, of course. Not fair, really, because the chap must have been pretty tired swimming all the way to England.
Sir?
Yes, that's me, old Lampsey. What?
This may come as a bit of a shock, but we're not in Portsmouth. We're sailing towards Patani Land.
What? Patani Land? Now, look here, old Winegum. I don't want to complain, but I think somebody might have told a chap. Staunton's a captain, you know. You go sailing off halfway around the globe without a word like this? If I'd known, I'd have changed my bait going past Gibraltar.
Well, sir, if you had, you might not have caught the giant grouper.
Oh, yes. Well, there is that, of course. I suppose a bit of Yorkshire pudding on a hook came as a bit of a novelty to him.
Patani Land jetty, or what's left of it, coming up the starboard, sir.
We'll tell it to move back a bit. We're chatting to the captain about... Yes. Left.
Left.
No, right. Wrong again.
Left hand.
As you were. Mind. No, close your eyes.
Roll
your head sideways. Hold your breath. Made it. What a funny noise.
Yeah, very funny, sir. We've got our props fouled.
Oh, well, that's a relief. I thought it might have been that giant grouper's wife knocking to see if he was still in.
What the blazes was that?
We've arrived back at Patani Land again, sir.
So I gathered. But what was all that juddering?
I'm afraid something has fouled our props, sir.
But, oh, very useful. Here we are on a volcanic island, which we know is going to erupt in a few minutes, and you idiots have to get your propellers fouled.
Well, not to worry, sir. We'll have to send a diver down to free us.
But that volcano will blow in 5 minutes.
I know, sir, but there's still plenty of time to... Ah! What? Land of my flats! Pertley wants to row round the world. Get going with the oar sleds. In, out, in,
be
in,
quiet.
Out. But the volcano, sir, it's going to go, sir. And Pertley wants to be gone before it do.
Yes. Well, so do we all. Have we got a diving suit on board?
Yes, sir, but no diver. When we collected the suit from stores, it was empty.
Oh, that's all right, old socks. I'll go down myself. Yes, give me a chance to look for the big fellas, you know.
I could ask them if they fancy a bit more Yorkshire while I'm here.
Right, sir. But you will remember we've got to get off as soon as possible, won't you, sir?
Yes.
I'll get the air pump going, sir.
Good man. While the captain goes down, we'll get the last of the Botanylanders aboard. Then we can put to sea as soon as the props are free.
Oh, capital, number one, capital. But you won't forget to get me up again before you sail, will you? It's a bit tricky swimming with all that clobber on, you know.
Fine and magnificent spectacle your splendid Royal Naval captains have made going down in his natty tin suit.
Yeah, but very likely. But keep that air pump working, for Drake's sake. Well, I'll get him on the blower.
Any news yet, Chief?
No, sir, not yet. Captain's gone down, and I've just got to chat to him, sir. Hello! Troutbridge calling Captain.
Yeah, hello, pertwee old lead boots. Nice of you to call. What's the weather like up there? Pretty wet down here, but he may clear up later.
Yeah, Chief, let me speak to him.
Right, I see.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Can you see what's happened yet, sir?
No, not a thing, old pump. A dirty great shark just swam up and went on my little window. Oh, yes, yes, it's all right. It's clearing now. Oh, by George, those props are fouled up.
What is it, sir?
Hang on, I'll have a look. Oh, get going, feet. My word, the cobbler made a good job of these boots. They're well done.
They're lead, sir.
Are they really? Can't get the leather, I suppose. Oh, that's odd. Oh, I wonder where that lot came from. Here, number one old seabed. There's a lot of rubber tubing wrapped round the propellers. Any idea where it could have been? Yeah. Oh, don't bother. It's my airline. Don't start the engines up again, for pity's sake.
Manners, Captain, manners.
That wasn't me, old bicarbonate.
Sir, it must have been Mount Nut doing its pot. The volcano's gone potty.
Oh, yes. Dead on time, as usual. Any minute now, there will be the customary 25-year. There she blows.
Yeah, well, there's no need to be so flaming cheerful about it.
Well, no use fooling ourselves, I'm afraid. We're too close to it for comfort.
We certainly are.
Well, it's been jolly nice knowing you, chaps. Sorry about the props fouling.
That's all right, old man. Wasn't your fault.
No. Wait a bit, Mount Pops. Wait a bit. Pertwee's needed at home by his dear old white-haired mother.
Take cover!
Splendidly clear for 25 years.
What? But do you mean to say that's all it does?
A very good one, wasn't it?
But good grief, man. Do you mean to say that we've been talked into ferrying the ambassador and his wife, the local mayor, and hundreds of Botanylanders over to Grumble Islands just for that? What the lazies?
I mean, it's a Flat Freddy being chased by Botanylanders in little canoe.
Keep going, Hucky. Keep going. Roar, girl. Roar.
What on earth happened?
They must have rowed here from the Grumble Islands.
Quick, we must get Sir Fred and his party a hand to get aboard.
Hi there. Keep the blighters off. They've turned nasty on us.
This way, sir. Left hand down a bit. Oh, sorry, ladies. It should have been right hand up a bit.
No, it's funny, that. Don't matter what boat Mr. Phillips tries to navigate, it always hits something. This time it was us.
Well, give us a hand up, some of you. After you,
love. Oh, thank you, love. Oh, that was lovely rowing at it. Lovely rowing.
Thank you, my lady.
But you had to stop waving your little flag, but it can't be helped, I suppose.
What on earth happened, sir?
What happened? You ask a daft Charlie of an electrical officer of yours. It was his fault.
My fault, sir?
Yes. You and your ideas about harnessing electricity. You know what you did, don't you? You left your wires lying about all over the beach.
Hello? Anyone up there, old
Boatook? Wires? You mean cables?
Ah,
oh,
that's right. Turn the air pump down a bit, can't you? I can't breathe the stuff fast enough. Now, thanks to you and your experiments, every time there were a flash of lightning...
Which were about every few seconds.
Yeah, well, all the Botanylanders and the Grumble Islanders got dozens and dozens of volts through the tootsies.
Yeah, turn the air off, somebody.
Up in up and down they were, like anything. I thought it was a local dance at first, I did.
Mr. Bates, of all the bungling...
Stupid, left-handed, dangerous...
I know. Oh, I do apologize. I completely forgot to disconnect the cables from the conductor on the radar cone.
Yeah, hurry up and switch that air pump up, can't you, chaps? My chute's getting bigger.
Never mind, Basie, old man. Better luck next time. If at first you don't succeed, put him for another draft or something.
Well, if he's wise, he won't try next time. That lot out there have had all the hot foot they want.
They've been pelting us with rotten coconuts all the way. Yes, the sooner we get away, the better. Fortunately, the captain below is freeing our props, so he shouldn't be... What was that?
Oh, sounded like the air pump, sir. It must have been going full blast all the time. Blimey, look at the pressure gauge. And the captain's still down below, and...
Not anymore, he isn't. He's popped up for a swim.
Yes, come on, own up. Who did it?
You all right, sir? What happened?
What happened? You idiots left the air pump going flat out, old Clothier. I tried to tell you, but no, I'm only the captain. My diving suit got bigger and bigger, and then bang! Staunton's in his wild and woolly vest.
Well, don't mess about, sir. Swim for help. Where? The Patani lad is a chucking red coconuts about.
What, coconuts? Where on earth are they? Who did that? Good gracious, it's the boat race. Hey! Stop that, you bounders. You're off, by George. Flying coconuts, I must write to the Times about this. Stop it, stop it. Oh, stop it at once. I prefer soft centers.
And that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Sir Frederick Flatley was Tennille Evans, Lady Alice Flatley was Heather Chasen, Hackett was Judy Cornwall, and the two Patanilanders were played by Ronnie Barker and Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston.